It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than telling the kids in your state to walk it off in regards of COVID-19. Put a little dirt on it. You'll be fine. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast, or you can watch us live and in color on Facebook. You go to the Davin's Den page, and we are there via Zoom. So that's fun. Audio is better on davincomedy.com. Video is better on Facebook. For the simple reason that there is no video on davincomedy.com. Anyway, I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry. Hi, Joe. Hey, Joe. And Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, it's another pandemic den. It's a pandemic. A pandemic. Anyway, get through this together. On the show, the Yankees and Nationals take a knee for Black Lives Matter before the national anthem. Drunks in the news as South Carolina and Colorado want to fight COVID-19 by halting alcohol sales earlier in the evening. School of Fools, as the governor of Missouri says, don't worry about the health of the state's children. So a social studies teacher claims he got fired for pro-Trump tweets. And a radio host loses her job after demanding workers speak English. And we have a Pip Helix curmudgeonly philosophy, and we have a scamming scammers all for you tonight, and I'm sure there's all sorts of things, that other things that will come up. I don't know if we'll be arguing. I thought we'd have a topic to argue about, but I just got news, breaking news, right before we went on the air. Joe Curry's a beaten man. I win. It's over. It's over.
This is what I was going to say before, while Davin's finagling, I'll just say this. I got a new computer. And Windows 10 has this feature called S, and S is for security, I suppose, but it's for pain in the ass, and it won't let you download Zoom unless you take unless you take the S feature off, and then you can never have the S feature back. And I'm like, do I want to do that? I looked in, you know how they have like the crowdsourcing chat, and you can look and see what does it say.
Right.
You know, do you want to do this or don't you want to do this? What's this feature about? And it said, "Well, it's not a problem to take it off." But I'm like, I'm not going to listen to these strangers tell me yes, do that. Disengage something forever that's supposed to be a security feature. And they said because Zoom has proven to not be foolproof security wise, so they won't allow it. So. When I do the show the last few times, I did it. It says, do it through your browser. So Davin and I were chatting right before the show, and he said, yeah, you can see all of us if you click the feature on the top that says, you know, show whatever. I don't have that feature because I'm not working through Zoom. So
right.
I'm kind of at whatever do it through your browser's features are. I'm kind of at its mercy, and it's kind of half-assed. So I can only see Joe when he speaks, and then it floats back to Davin. So I can see you right now, Joe, because you went and Davin's, you know, busy. So
no, I'm not busy. I'm not busy. There's nothing more I can do. I've checked everything.
Yeah,
Joe, talk.
I know. It's like
Joe, talk one more time, please.
Check 1 2 3. Check 1 2.
Again, please.
Check 1 2 1 2 3. Check.
Okay, we got you fixed for the time being.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh no, we got Joe fixed.
We got Joe. Well, he wasn't using it anyway.
Joe's girl is not going to be pleased.
Well, maybe she will. Maybe it's more fun this way. I don't know. Less things to worry about.
What's the problem?
I don't know. you know, I unplugged and plugged in everything again, and it seems to be working
it's
now.
It's going to reboot it.
No, I mean, it's working now, I guess. So I will monitor it throughout the show like I always do. What you have to do, you just have to go into settings. We'll walk you through it later on. Five minutes before the show is not the time to hit me with, oh, by the way, computer issues. It's really not when I can really focus on your shit.
No. I was just saying, you know, I can do what I did last week. That's what I'm doing. But it's just really strange that they put on this feature and Zoom, which everybody's using in the virus apocalypse, is not allowed on this thing. And also there was something else I was going to download and said, yeah, no, you can't do that either. I'm like, this S is a pain in the ass.
It's just your secure.
So, if you what, you got Windows or you got Apple?
I got Windows.
It's her Windows 10 settings. It's just her security feature. She's just got to go in there and allow certain things. I'm betting when she tries to do something, there's like a little thing that comes on the bottom, from the bottom of the screen. You get like a little jingle type noise. You look at it. Are you getting like the Windows security thing, whatever that is?
Yeah, it says, yeah, no.
Yeah, well, you're right. When you get that, you have to click on it and then go into the settings and just let it allow it and you'll be fine.
Right, but Windows 10 says that once you click off this S feature, you can't have it back. That's what it says.
Well, I don't
and I'm like, do I need this thing? No backsies? It's kind of like picking your Medicare.
Well, I mean, listen, they probably
told people.
They probably put it on there because there a lot of people were getting their meetings were getting hacked. That's probably why Zoom. But yeah, you can just do it. It's fine.
Right. So it's still there, but it doesn't let you do a number of things, but it's also like, well, if you want to go and do those crazy things, we're not going to help you with anything else. You know, we're just not going to run. So it's kind of like, if you don't pick, we're looking at this now because of Mr. Helix, if you don't pick the right Medicare now, you can go fuck yourself later.
No, I think you'll be fine.
Okay.
That would be a great commercial. Hi, Joe Kelly here for Medicare. If you don't pick the right Medicare now, you can go fuck yourself later. You mean you won't be paying my co-pays? Bad chance, lady. You mean you won't have my surgery? You're fucked beyond belief. What about
right,
my benefits? My pipe? Oh, fuck that, lady. Sorry. She's wrong.
How about my prescriptions? How about when later I get diagnosed with something where the prescriptions are like $2,000 a pill? Go fuck yourself. Yeah. And, you know, it has this feature where it says, I mean, I've just started reading into it. It's like, okay, well, you get A and B if you just sit there and do nothing. Okay, that's nice. But we're charging you for B. Oh, wait, okay. That comes right out of your Social Security, so
there's
go fuck
people,
yourself.
When you go on Medicare and stuff like that, it's so confusing that you have to, there are people that you hire to get that all figured out for you.
I'm the person that Mr. Helix has hired.
Well, you got free time.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I know.
You might want to go casket shopping with him when you get a chance.
That was the plan. It's like, okay, you're going to
have got satin lining.
You get A, no B for you because that's going to cost you, and you can just go sit in your hat if you want any D. No.
What you got to do is, if instead of an application, it's like, well, how do I learn about all this stuff? Watch about an hour of MeTV. With all those commercials on there, you'll be a fucking expert.
Right? What? Yes. Yes. That's actually one of the things that keeps coming up because Mr. Helix has been gorging on MeTV. So he has been learning, and we also got
well-versed.
Yeah, well, we got the crazy mail that says, well, here's your card unless you decide not to have B. If you opt out, you got to sign the card and send it back to us and say, no, fuck you. And then they send you a new card, and they say, no, fuck you.
Fuck you. Could you see that little fuck you.
Yes, that's how I read it last night. I'm like,
no, fuck you.
Well, no, I'm sorry, Joe. I interrupted you. What did into that yet. What were you looking at it for?
A coworker of mine at the day program is like 68 or whatever. So instead of going on our health plan, he said, you know what, I'm going to go on Medicare. You know, and he went through the whole thing, and there's actually people that you go to that help you navigate that shit. You know, go through all the paperwork and stuff like that, because from what I hear, it's beyond confusing. Beyond confusing.
It is. It says stuff like, okay, now if it's sort of like picking from a Chinese menu that's written in Chinese, like one from column A, one from column B, and if you want to go to column D, well, that's a good idea, but we're not going to tell you how much that costs. But the other thing is that it also says, all right, well, if you already have insurance, but you have insurance from your spouses, but we're in a weird spot right now because I don't know if he's going to have insurance from his spouses, because right now spouse is on, I almost said Cobra. So, and I don't know what kind of situation I'm going to get. So it's like, well, I can't bet on the rest of his life's medical situation on what job I may or may not get in the Cobra apocalypse. So it's like, how am I supposed to pick this? And there's penalties if you pick the wrong thing and then you want backsies. They go, oh, now you're going to have to pay an extra percentage. What? I didn't know the future. My crystal ball was broken. So now, you. Here's more.
Yeah, like people's health doesn't change as they get older.
And your work situation should never change either.
Well, you just pointed out records.
You're going to be 30 and have a steady job for 50 years.
Yes.
Well, you pointed out.
As if that happens anymore.
You pointed out the stupidity of our healthcare system, where your healthcare is tied to your job. It's the most asinine. It's the most asinine system ever. And if whoever made that decision many years ago had not done that, we'd probably have much better healthcare. But you were just pointing out something that's not discussed. How are you supposed to know what your future employment's going to be? So basically, if you had a job, but now you don't have a job, you're fucked. Now, you probably...
Yeah, but think about how the government, and the Medicare is government-run, so think how, you know, how worse it would be if you were running the whole fucking shebang.
Well, and I would push back on that and go, how many times on this show are you and me yelling at corporations for stupid shit, or representatives for corporations for stupid shit? Stupid is everywhere. It's a misnomer that government's going to fuck it up. Nay. People are going to fuck it up. Whether they work for a private corporation or government, the reality is incompetence. It doesn't matter who you work for. There's going to be incompetence. That's just what it is.
Well, let me tell you a personal story, and this is so fun. You guys know that I had passed out at work a while back, and then as a result of testing, I found out I had heart disease. So, and Devin was like, what? What are you doing? You're getting a defibrillator put in?
No, you're a liar. I said you should get a second opinion when the first doctor wanted to cut you open. That's all I said. What are you, fucking running for president? You're just going to make shit up as you go? Fuck you! No, I will fact check you right now. I never said that.
Did you
hear
the last part of what I said?
It does not matter. I heard the first part, and because of Zoom, that's all I'm going to get, because we fucking talk all over each other. I hate this shit. But nay, I will not let you do that. Continue.
He said, get a second opinion. I said, what I was saying was, what, you're going to do that? You're not going to check with somebody else? That's the part you didn't hear.
Doesn't matter. The rant was still worthwhile.
But okay, I've already got it. It's in me. All right?
Yeah, but for how long? For how long?
I've heard that before.
Yeah, so have I. Sadly, not very. I hope Pip's heart has a longer run than me and my significant others at the moment have had.
Oh, boy. Okay. I have it for another 6 years before they have to open me up and put in new batteries.
Yeah, I can't go 6 years. I got to be honest. We're all going to get bored if it's that long.
What do you mean?
I can't be in somebody for 6 years. I got shit to do.
No, you're going to watch television. I mean, at that point.
I got shit to do.
Have a connection with it. Could shove a USB up your ass for a couple hours, and then you'd be all good.
I wish I could just recharge. I would sit next to the wall and just recharge and read something for a while. But it doesn't work that way. I've got a little box next to my bed.
Me too.
A little picture of a.
Thank you.
It has a little picture of a heart on it, and all of a sudden it starts flashing, and it wants me to touch it, and it's reading something. I don't know where this information is.
Get out of my bedroom! Get out of my bedroom! What's wrong with you?
No, that's where it lives, and then when I go to bed sometimes, it's blinking, and it wants me to press the box and just lie down, and it's reading something out of this defibrillator. I don't know where it's going. I don't know who's reading it. I don't know if there's anybody on the other end, to be honest.
You know what you should do? You know, here's how you fix that. Hit Control Alt Delete. That will clear it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, just make it so it's a straight line.
And then you got to restart our heart.
Yeah, Pip's.
And then you just get a little zero thing going back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. That's just, Pip's just spinning. She's rebooting. Give her some fucking patience.
Call a paramedic or IT. I don't know what to do.
No, you know, she's probably...
Yeah, I just start...
Pip probably has a virus.
Shaking and
she has a virus, and, you know, they're trying to figure out what the virus is, so she just spins for a while. She's got nowhere to go. You know, 45 minutes later, she's fine.
Yeah, well, that would be fine.
Yeah.
I could do that.
You know, if she's a good girl, Mr. Helix gives her a hard reboot, and, you know, she's ready to go again.
Only if I'm a good girl? I thought it was when I'm a bad girl.
No. He's not getting hard for you. He's not giving you a hard reboot if you're a bad girl. He's afraid of you. He should be.
He should be.
Yes.
Everyone should be a little frightened. The other... Yeah, Davin's saying, yes, it's true. But it... Anyway, so I saw some notes between... Now, I was approved for this surgery through my insurance company, and then I see notes between... The doctor's office and the insurance company saying, yeah, we don't think that you should have had this. And it's like, why did you approve it then?
See?
Why did you approve it?
See? They should have talked to me. The insurance company should have met with me. We would have had another meeting with another doctor, and then we all would have been on the same page. But no, you had to fucking take control yourself.
Yeah, no, if he just said, well, the doctor's met with you, you and I'd be sitting here going, could you believe it's been a year?
Yeah, I know. He's still having meetings.
Stupid.
And I'm dead.
Yeah, but it's all right. We moved on.
We'd have like the sad music. I'd have to figure out some sad music. A very special death.
We play the blah, blah, blah song one last time.
Yeah.
But slowed down.
Yeah, you know, we would just write you out. That's what we would do. What we would do is, you know, at the end of the before the end of the season, I'd have to go back, and Joe would have to go back, and we'd have to edit like old sound bites of you and put it together so it seemed like you were still here for a couple more episodes, and then we would come back in 2021 with a new version.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to hire like a little kid to be like the next character.
I'm going younger, hotter, sluttier. That's the next version of Pip Helix. Younger, hotter, well, sluttier. That's where I'm going.
Absolutely.
And it has nothing to do with the content of the show. But if I'm going to sit across from somebody, I should get something out of this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wouldn't blame you at all.
Yeah, I mean, Joe doesn't know it, but his moments are counted too. It's going to be two fucking hot, young, slutty women. It's going to be basically me talking and them fucking having annoying laughs, adding nothing to the conversation, and the show quality will probably go down, but I feel like I'll be much happier in 2021.
You know, let me tell you something. There was a customer of ours, and this woman, she's sort of like Rosie Perez, okay? She is an absolute dimwit. I mean, she is, I mean, beyond stupid. But she was telling one of my coworkers, she goes, I'd like to open up a supply house and have, like, hot girls work behind the counter. And I'm like, watch her make a fucking mint. Watch her make a gold mine. Everybody will be getting wrong shit. But who cares? You know?
Yeah, listen, this is a recurring theme on the show for years. I tell you all the time, with attractiveness, you can overlook a lot of shit. I'll talk for 3 hours. It's fine. It's fine. I mean, the show might not be as funny, but I'll be in a better mood, so that's got to add something to the show.
You'd be like the podcast version of Hooters.
You know what I'll do? I'll get like a Fox News cast off. So I'll have a hot chick who has opposite opinions, and that'll play the part of Joe. That he's covered, not a fucking problem. So somebody who argues with me just to argue, but I can't get that mad because she's got a nice rack. Much better.
Yeah, but I think that the younger, hotter, sluttier campaign is a really good idea.
I think so, too.
Just figure, with anything, people want to look at attractive people, so why not? Especially if you're going to, if you know, continuing after the, whatever this we're living in is over, if you can keep the video component, by all means.
No, when this fucking thing is over, and whenever this thing is safe, I don't see why we... I mean, we might, but you motherfuckers will be here more often than not. And we won't be talking over each other, and it'll be better. I mean, sure, Joe will stumble down the stairs, but for the first 6 weeks, we'll look forward to hearing that and say, you goddammit...
Well, to tell you the truth, I ain't coming back. Because I could... It costs me no money to do this now. No wear and tear in my car. Instead of sleeping in a parking lot in Chester, I'm sitting and eating dinner. So when this all is over, we're going to have a talk, because I like it this way.
No, the show's not as good this way. You know, we could do something where you're not here all the time, but it would still be good to have you sometimes. What?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, because this fuck, I hate this shit. We're talking all over each other, and it's everybody that has to use the Zoom technology, and it's not anybody's fault. It's just the way it is. So it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
It's second best, and I don't like to be.
Well, you know, with my shoes off, I know that you like having me at a distance. There are some pros.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. If you got your shoes off right now, them stink fumes are probably leaving out like radio waves. Na 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 na, and heading right up to Davin's house. Na 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 na, and it even knocks on the door. Come in.
I like that my feet stink so bad that the smell has become an entity.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, your feet are terrible.
I know.
That's probably why you keep losing jobs. They don't want to tell you, but like your feet stink. I'll tell you. I don't give a shit. But that's probably your work performance is probably fine. You're probably a delight in the office, but nobody can get past the gagging wretch of a Limburger cheese that's 3 days past its prime.
You've been singeing the nostril hairs off of everybody in the place. You got to do something.
Yeah, but it's just easier to fire her than have that uncomfortable conversation. It's just easier to go, yeah, we don't need you anymore, to say, listen, we don't want to hurt your feelings, but your feet stink. I'd rather fire somebody than just tell them their feet stink. It's hard, because that's going to stay with them for the rest of their lives. But fired, you can get another job.
Yeah, and we really can't foot the bill for this anymore.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So was there a point to this rabbit hole, Pip?
Yeah, we were talking about health insurance. And,
what a great topic for a comedy radio show! Health insurance.
Well, it is a big important thing for a radio show because
I say comedy.
We're talking about politics
because it is
a political issue.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time spinning this shit to be funny. So, is Mr. Helix going to die or not? That's what we need to know.
Under my watch, yes, he will.
Well, you know what? In your defense, he's the motherfucker who said I do. Shame on him. So,
yeah, his time was numbered the minute he met me.
It really was. He didn't know the clock was ticking, but you know what? It's been a good run.
Yeah, it has been. I mean, I don't know how soon it's going to kick in, but poor bastard's going to go.
No, you're not Nostradamus. But, you know, listen, the little bit of cyanide that you slip in his daily coffee, it's taking its toll. His organs are failing.
Let me tell you something. When Dwayne and I were going through the separation and the divorce, we had life insurance policies, and she goes, I canceled my life insurance policy on you. I go, I kept it on you, because let me tell you something. If when you croak, my biggest problem is not going to rear end a hearse with my new Corvette.
How'd that work out for you? You're still paying for her, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, you don't have a Corvette.
No.
And she don't have a Hurst.
No.
She may be more batshit than you from her Facebook posts. She may be more batshit crazy than you. I feel like the two of you have done irreparable damage to each other, and I will just leave it there. I feel like nobody came out of that marriage unscathed.
I took a peek over the weekend. I didn't get Joe Cheryl's thing when we took a peek, and it's like, yeah, boy. Yeah, she's a little, yeah.
I look at some of that point, God, I need the nice moderation of Joe. Can't Joe just even this out a little? Smooth it out. I don't comment, though, because I can't.
You think my rantings are bad. Hers is like, holy mackerel.
Right, but yours I can get humor from. I don't think she's going to bring anything funny to the table, so I just leave it be. I'm doing that more and more. I can't, and especially with the COVID thing. You know, you and I don't really argue about the COVID thing, which is a nice pause in the fucking hostilities. But I can't with the COVID thing anymore. It's just the reality is people are fucking stupid. That's what it comes down to. People, and you know what? That's been my theory all along. So I don't know why I fought it so much. I mean, if you've listened to the show for many, many years, another recurring theory is I don't think very much of a lot of people. I really don't.
You gotta spend the day with me.
No, I've done that, and that was one of the good things about COVID. I didn't have to in Florida.
If everybody could do their job, I'd go home at 11 o'clock.
But they can't!
Unfortunately.
But they can't! And,
you know?
And you just said the government fucks up, and you just made my point. Yeah, and in your place of business, people are stupid there too. I've been next to you, in the car, on the road. Yeah, when stupidity calls you up! You make it as easy as possible for these people to fill in for you for a few days so you can do some comedy. It's like it's their first day on the job. I can't. Yeah.
When I got off the phone that one time after I took one of those calls, and you look at me and you go, you got to be kidding me. I go, this goes on 8 hours a fucking day there.
I can't. I can't.
Random. 8 hours a day.
I hate to say it. Go COVID-19. Fucking. But the problem is it's not just. Unfortunately, it's not. If COVID-19 was just attacking the stupid, I would be infecting motherfuckers. But it's not. COVID-19 is not working the way I need COVID-19 to work. And here's my problem with the stupid. They don't realize they're stupid, and they think everybody else is stupid. And I can't take that. Like, I guess today there was, like, a new YouTube video. Motherfucker, it's YouTube, not ExpertTube. You dumb motherfuckers. YouTube, that means anybody can upload shit. People stupid like us. I can dress in a white lab coat and pose as a doctor in front of my cassettes, and 1,000 of you motherfuckers will make it a viral video, so to speak, because you're dumb, because you have no way to discern shit. I can't.
And the funny thing is, all these people go up and they put this stuff on the YouTube channel. Meanwhile, it's been 3 days where I'm trying to get the Weight of the World teaser on our Weight of the World page. I'm ready to blow my head off. I was on the phone with Tammy last night. She's going to give it a shot. Let's just try to get a fucking show out there. Meanwhile, some fucking nut with a theory puts right out.
No well, problem. Joe. Here's the secret. What you need to do is you need to put in the Weight of the World that the key to weight loss and curing COVID-19 is contained in episode 4. So so somebody will upload it.
Tammy listens to the show. Tammy!
That's what it is. Just put some cockamamie theory up there. They're trotting this one doctor out there. I guess she believes that certain diseases are treated with alien sperm or some alien DNA. And they're trotting her out there. And some of the other doctors are chiropractors. Let me tell you something. Chiropractors are not doctors. They're backcrackers. They're dumb motherfuckers, too. They have a purpose. I'm not going to one. My wife goes to one. Good for her. Not me. But chiropractors are... There's a reason why you're a chiropractor and not a doctor. There's a reason.
Chiropractic is good when you really. I mean, I got my back fixed up, but there a lot of with and that one guy that was talking about hydrochloroquine. You know, with that, there are points, there are not points. But chiropractic, you are a registered doctor, and you learn about the holistic and all the work.
You didn't go to medical school. I'm not saying they don't have a purpose. I don't need them pontificating about shit they don't know. And I got news for you. I don't need an ear, nose, and throat specialist pontificating about feet. I don't need that shit either. There's a reason why people are specialists. These people get out of their lanes. Listen, I don't talk to you about doing taxes. I could. My dad's a CPA. I took an accounting class in high school. I'd be talking out of my ass, and some morons would believe it, but I don't do it because I know I'm talking out of my lane.
What's your experience as an accountant? My old man was an accountant, and I took a class in college.
I mean, years ago, I worked in my dad's accounting firm, but I don't talk. But for some people, I put that on YouTube. Yeah, Joe's clapping now.
No,
yeah, I understand. If you put this shit on YouTube, the The people cannot wait. They cannot wait to forward this shit forward to their minions of mouth breathers. Like, you know what this is? Somebody made the analogy, and I don't want to get a whole show into this tonight. I really don't. But somebody made the analogy. It's not mine. It might have been Ward, actually. You know how they say, like, four
you know
out of four.
I got to interrupt for 1 second. We should really call the show I Don't Want to Get Into This.
That's true. Good point. That's fair enough. Fair enough. That's that's very good. I like that.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I don't care. Yeah, it's fine.
But here's the thing. Like, you know, you'll see the commercials, 4 out of 5 dentists recommend brushing, blah, blah, blah. They all go to the one fucking dentist that doesn't recommend it. They find that one fucking dentist that goes, nah, you should gargle with chocolate bars. That's great for your teeth. And that's what they regurgitate, and they go, aha!
Good to me.
Of course it does. Because you do the same shit with climate change. It's the same shit. You guys find the one fucking... I don't want to fight with you about climate change tonight. We're getting along. I don't want to do that.
But fight about other things.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we might not.
Yeah. I'm fired. I don't want to fight tonight.
But it's just... I can't. It's like, again, real fucking simple. Look around the world. Everybody but us and Brazil... They call their leader the Trump of South America. But anyway, everybody but us in Brazil has figured out how to contain this virus somewhat. Now, are there flare-ups? Yes, absolutely. Do they have outbreaks? Yeah, like a couple hundred people, which we call a fucking house party in New Jersey, by the way. That's
700. Where the fuck do you put... I'm in a big house. Where the fuck do you put 700 people?
But other countries would lock down if there was an outbreak of 700 people throughout the country. We're just like, it's a weekend. Don't worry about it.
Really?
I mean, it's serious. And they look around, and it's like, again, I talk about this, I feel like, every week, like it's some type of conspiracy. No! We just don't want to do what we need to do. We'd rather fight about masks. We'd rather fight about a piece of cloth over your mouth. And I made this. I go, the people that are arguing about masks... And are very often the same people that harken back to, you know, we got to make America great again. Back in the day, you know what happened back in the day? We had drafts, motherfucker. Talk about your lack of freedom. Hey, you're living your best life. No, you're not. You're going to Vietnam. You're going to Germany. You're going to Japan. What would they feel about their freedom then? They call the people who went to Canada draft dodgers. Talk about your freedom. Wear a mask when you're outside by other people sometimes. No! Go to war. Well, oh, fuck, now you're real. Yeah, we're not asked to do shit here. We're not asked to I can't take it anymore. And Joe, I mean, the very good friends of yours, I can't take them anymore. I saw one post that he's like, no, I disagree with this, and good for you. I can't every fucking day.
Yeah, and I know, and the post was, no, I just, until they flatten the curve, and the curve has been flattened for a while, then I'm going to start to pipe up and go, this is bullshit. It hasn't yet. And it is what it is. Matter of fact, at the day program, we're going to have to, they want us to take our temperature before we go to work.
By the way, I'm going to talk about temperature very quickly. But Dr. Fauci just said, and I've been thinking the same thing. He's like, why is everybody taking the temperatures? That doesn't mean anything. It's just one fucking symptom. It doesn't mean anything. So, like, if they go, oh, you're safe because you have a normal temperature. No! You could have COVID-19 and not have a temperature. It's just the way these businesses can feel good and protect themselves. Well, we did something. And I'll tell you a little bit about my experience with the temperature in a few minutes. But basically, your company's doing that to make themselves feel better. It's not going to do anything.
You want to know something? They could have furloughed us. They could have laid us off.
I'm not shitting on your company. No. I'm not shitting on them. I'm just saying it doesn't really do anything. A lot of places do it. You know, you want to go into a store, you have to do it. I'm just as per Dr. Fauci, if you can believe that fraud, according to him, it doesn't do anything. Okay. You know, and talk about talk about staying in your lane. When it comes to viruses, I go to Fauci. When it comes to throwing a baseball, I don't. You got to pick and choose. You can't be an expert on everything. Clearly, he is not an expert on throwing mechanics.
No.
But that's okay.
No, you know what?
That's okay. You know what? If I need an expert to throw a baseball, I'll go to Mariano Rivera, who likes to play catch with Donald Trump. That's fine. I know that pissed off a lot of liberals. But... But we love Mariano. He seems like such a good guy. And then they saw having playing catch with Donald.
Let me ask you a question while we're on the subject of baseball. I don't think they might my chance of a season. I don't know if this is going to work, man. They're running into some snags.
Oh, it's not going to work, but they're not canceling shit now. It'll probably get canceled at some point. But, you know, here's an interesting thing. So they talk about how young people don't get, you know, are fine if you're in shape. So apparently the Red Sox ace, their best pitcher, got COVID-19. Beats COVID-19, starts coming back, throws about 20 pitches, can't breathe. COVID-19 affected his heart, so now he's got some type of heart. I don't want to say it's heart disease. It's not heart disease, but some type of disease affecting his heart that's related to COVID-19. So when these people go, oh, well, it's not killing everybody, I point out, I go, yeah, but a lot of people do not recover well from this shit.
Here's the deal. Here in New York, we've been, you know, following the rules and stuff like that. We've been doing okay. We just need to keep the way we're going. The rest of the country has got to realize that since the spike, since there's been a spike, you know, they really got to get back on wearing the mask and doing what they need to do. A couple of the medical experts said, well, we need to shut down the whole country again. No. What we need to do is practice what we've learned. Everybody wash their hands. Everybody wear a mask. Social distancing.
They don't believe it, Joe. It's not going to happen unless there's a mandate. They don't believe it. They think it's just the flu or a cold or a hoax or some type of conspiracy. They don't believe it. You're not going to get people to do what they're supposed to do because really what it comes down to, and I've been saying this too, a lot of Americans are selfish. That's really what it comes down to.
Well, it's not selfish. A lot of Americans, we're used to our freedom. We're used to living, doing what we do.
No, we're not. No, we're not. We wear seatbelts. Yeah. We do the speed limit. We don't break into houses. We don't hit people when we want to. We don't get to do what we want to do. We follow laws.
My fucking neighborhood, do you?
No. You know, you can't say law and order.
To get to the expressway.
No, but Joe, you can't say we're a country of law and order, as you like to say, and a lot of people of your political persuasion like to say. We're law and order, and they go, nah, fuck it, we got freedom, we can do whatever we want. No, no, you can't have both. Either you have laws, or you have freedom. Because if you have laws, there's fucking freedom going away.
But you got to understand, and like I said, I'm just analyzing the situation. You know, and from my take, that's what I'm getting. Well, you know, the freedom and this and that and the other thing. But if you're in the rest of the country and you notice a big uptick, and you notice what we've been doing in North has been working, you know, I mean, because we're getting, we need to just deal with it.
Joe, they don't believe the numbers.
The parameters that we have.
They don't believe the numbers. They don't believe any of this. That's why I'm saying, I'm done arguing with people. They're just stupid. They think it's all a government conspiracy, but the guy that they want runs the whole fucking government and keeps on firing people with people that he wants, but it's some type of government conspiracy. They think this guy is all powerful, but he doesn't have the power to control the government that he's running. No, it has nothing to do with him. It's just a fucking virus.
And here we go again. We'll limit this because we argued so much last week. The damn show went till the next day. But my thing is we're gonna try to keep the fighting down. I gotta get up early tomorrow. But my thing is that basically anytime he tries to overstep his bounds in the space, the governor's always overstepping his bounds.
No, he started that. He started that because he didn't want to take responsibility. He's like, no, no, it should be the states. And then when the states started doing something, things started going well. He's like, no, no, I'll handle it. He picks his spots, which, you know, listen, traditionally certain things are left up to the states and some things are left up to the government. But he's reversed it. Traditionally, the government handles, you know, minor things like pandemics. The federal government handles that. And traditionally, the states handle the schools. He's reversed it. That's why everybody's titties are twisted. That's what the fuck is going on.
I think that I still think that on that level that if they're trying to put restrictions, some of the governors have a problem with that.
Listen, man, all I can tell you is this is not working. We're the only country that didn't go. The other countries that have, which is Europe and Asia, you know, Canada, what they did is they had a federal mandate, leadership from their federal government, and the people followed it. We have there's a rule over here, a rule over there. It's a little different from this rule over there, and we are arguing about masks. Whoever you want to blame, we did it wrong.
Look, I'm just telling you, you know, I'm just telling you my interpretation of what I'm seeing. Now, if I was president, you would have now the president of the United States, Joe Curry. And the first thing I'd be, all right, look. All right, everybody put some mask on. We'll do the social distancing. If you want to open a restaurant, it's going to be limited to 50%, so we flatten the curve on this shit. You know, we'll work with you, but these are the parameters that you have to do to be worked with so we flatten the curve.
You know, it's such
a
shame.
As simple as that.
It's such a shame the president kicked you out of his cabinet. We had such high hopes. All right.
But you could agree with me on it, right? You
know, well, I don't know. I don't know about the I don't know about the 50%. You know, we could go back and forth on that, which we probably will on another topic. But I certainly agree about the mask mandate. I've been saying it since day one. I'm glad you're saying that now. It's fucking, you know. And he had a couple of days where he said you should wear a mask, and then that stopped. It was enough of that. The problem is he goes back and whatever. Listen, person, woman, camera, TV, whatever the fuck. That's really what we need to focus on.
That's been on a fucking chalkboard since January 4 years ago. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I can't. He took an Alzheimer's test and he keeps on going back to that shit like it's the end all be all. You know what it is? I think he keeps on forgetting that he told us about it already. I think that's where the Alzheimer's is kicked in. He forgot that he told everybody about this fucking test. He goes, oh, no, they get harder as they go. You know what they go? You know what the last questions are? Where are you? What day is it? What state do you live in? That's what the last questions are. If that's too tough for this guy, we're fucking fucked.
Everyone should have fucked Biden.
Donald Trump going on about this fucking test is the best thing that could have happened for Biden. Because you just go, really? Really? So you're the one that's sharp? Biden don't have to say shit. I said it long ago. Trump is running against Trump and he's doing a bang-up job of beating Trump.
Let me ask you another question about the debate. I guess in September.
Oh, they're debating in September?
Yeah.
That's a mistake.
It's still scheduled, and you don't know how they're going to do it. Are they going to zoom it in or whatever? But it's scheduled.
You could just see one of them. I won't say which one. I don't know which one. You could just see one of them having the issues that Pip had. It's Windows 10. It's not working properly. I can't get on. How do I do this? I don't know which one, because honestly, it could be either one when it comes to that.
And then I'm going to call you and go, see, don't beat yourself up.
So what was your question before I cut you off?
I was going to ask, your opinion on the God, oh man, I believe on the debate. Oh, well, I was going to ask you on the debate.
Oh, Biden won.
Yeah.
what specifically? That's like whether they should debate or.
I got distracted by your rant. I forgot.
Mission accomplished, and that is how you debate, sir. That is how it's done.
Also, there was a butterfly outside.
I understand. And, they're very pretty and graceful. I can't really answer your question because it was very vague.
I even forgot what it was.
All right. Well, you know, listen, I told you I don't think Joe Biden should debate him. I told you that. I told you the only way I would debate Donald Trump is if we have a fact checker on stage. You know, I can't believe we would have to agree on a fact checker, but we would agree on some fact checker from the Associated Press or Reuters, someplace like that, sitting on stage, and when one of them tells a lie or a falsehood or a mistruth or misremembers or bullshit, whatever you want to call it, they get buzzing, go, here's what you said, here's the real truth. That's
they
the only way.
Shock.
What?
Never mind the buddy, get a shot.
It couldn't hurt. I'd love it. That would be great. You see the two
that
of them shit in their pants.
Would it be awesome?
Best ratings ever. I know I shit my pants and I got shocked 36 and a half times, but it was the best ratings ever. My hair maintained its fluidity and velocity, most velocity hair in the world. Joe Biden doesn't remember where he was, but honestly, he didn't know to begin with. Best ratings ever. Can't wait to do it again.
And then Biden will speak and you go, maybe we will vote for Trump.
Maybe. You could.
I still, you know, and I've been listening to, I know, really quickly, we had that discussion last week if Biden would be able to control the radical left. And I've been listening to the talk shows, and there is the contention that, that might be a problem for him.
What?
I'm
but,
just saying. I don't, you know.
But what talk shows are you listening to? The right-wing talk shows? Because that's the talking point.
But you have the right wings, but you also have the Democrats calling in as well on those shows.
I told you what's going to happen. What's going to happen is the far left is going to get pissed off because he's not liberal enough. That's what's going to fucking happen. I told you, AOC is not running the show. AOC will not be VP. You know, as much as people on the far left would love it, it ain't happening. It's just not happening. Is he gonna be more left than he would have been? Possibly. But it's not gonna be, as you like to say, unicorns and butterflies and all that stuff, which quite honestly sounds delightful. I don't know why anybody would shit on beautiful butterflies and unicorns. As a matter of fact, you just saw one and you were distracted, so you understand. But it's not it's not gonna be that way. So,
we hope.
Listen, all you got to go, if you don't want to think too hard about this shit, you go to the old Ronald Reagan, that great Democratic president. Oh, wait a minute. No, he was a Republican. Anyway, Ronald Reagan won in 1980. Are you better now than you were 4 years ago? That's what he said with Jimmy Carter. And a lot of people felt no. I guarantee you a lot of people go, fuck no, this sucks. 2020 blows. The only way you're feeling good about 2020 is if you own stock in Amazon or Jeff Bezos or Zoom or something like this. Otherwise,
yes.
2020 sucks. So nobody's doing better. So
This is why they call it Zoom, because they ought to keep zooming to the bank with piles of cash.
Yeah, well, I would too if I was them. But no, I mean, listen.
Before March, you mentioned Zoom. It was that show that was on Channel 13.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, but I'll take your word for it. But no, I mean, yeah. That's why.
Come on, give it a try.
That's why, you know, I God bless all these Trumpsters. You know, they're much like the Hillary fans in 2016. Very, very confident. And I just go, good. Please keep tell your friends, because they think he's going to win in a landslide. They can't give me a reason why he will. They can't give me a reason why he should. You know, based on the world we're all living in. But they keep going, well, he's going to win. I'm like, okay, good. Keep going. Because you know what? Hillary's voters got very confident, and Hillary's going to win in a landslide. And should we start doing ads in Texas? And we don't have to go to Wisconsin. And then they didn't get the fucking turnout. So by all means, Trump supporters, keep on feeling it. I love it. Go.
Campaign, how confident they feel.
There's nothing to be confident about that campaign. That campaign is a shit show.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Well, all right, let me give you a couple of examples. Tulsa, over here, we're expecting 100,000. Not in person, as it would turn out. But I'll tell you what, North Carolina, I'm taking my convention away from you because you want a social distance. And you know what, Joe Biden? Ha ha ha! A virtual thing in Milwaukee? Why would you virtual? You're afraid to show up. No, no, we're going to North Carolina. No, we're not going to North Carolina? Fine. I don't want to go to North Carolina. They want me to social distance. We're going to Florida. What's that, Florida? You don't have enough security there, and you can't really do it safely? All right, you know, I'm glad I thought about it. We're going to do it virtually. That's why it's a fucking shit show.
Now, what do the Democrats do? How are they going to have
their... The way they've been saying it for months, they're going to do it virtually. There's going to be very few people in Milwaukee. You know, Biden will be speaking to a room sparsely attended. Hold your jokes. But, you know, but the Democrats have been saying we're going to do it safely and responsibly all along. Donald Trump's first move was to make fun. His second move was to deny. His third move was to argue. And his fourth move was to put his tail between his legs and go, all right, I guess we'll virtually do it too. I care about people's safety. No, you don't. You don't care about people's safety, you dumb motherfucker. We saw that in Tulsa. There's 6,000 people and a 20,000-seat people. Make sure you sit as closely as possible. Pile in. Herman Cain, we'll see you in the hospital. You dumb motherfucker, you. So that's why I say it's a shit show. Listen, man, the first time around it was a shit show, but Bannon and Kellyanne Conway pulled that shit out of the fire. And like I say, tell people, Trump didn't have a record to run on back then. You know, Trump was an unknown, and there was a lot of, I don't like Hillary, let's go with the TV star, let's go with the successful businessman, let's go with something entertaining, whatever it was, they held their nose and they went to Trump. Now people go, well, like I said, you know, 4 years later, here we are. Stuff sucks. Shit sucks right now. We can't send our kids to school. We can't do a radio show in person. We can't have a comedy career. We can't have a baseball season. Can't have this. Got 40, 50 million people unemployed. They don't want to give benefits. They do want to give benefits. Who the fuck knows? It sucks. It sucks. Which is why, well, why would you vote for Joe Biden? Why? Because in January, Joe Biden said, we need to take this shit seriously. This is going to be a big deal. Why? Because in September, members of Trump's cabinet told him, go, listen, a pandemic's going to be a big problem. We need to worry about that. What happened? They fired that guy. So that's why. But I don't want to get into a whole political thing right now. I was going to talk about softball. That's what I was going to fucking talk about.
Oh, yeah. All right. We could go on and on. I got my point. Here's my point. They're gone. I want to hear about softball. I want to see how you did. Never mind. Enough of policy. I want to hear how you did out in the field.
All right. Well, first of all, I went to the batting cages with my neighbor. My neighbor, who's the rookie police officer. He's about 30 years old. I'm 45, so he's 15 years my junior. So we went to the cages together, and for a round, because I didn't know what the rules were going to be for the softball as far as COVID-19. I put on my mask for like 10 pitches, and it was like 95 fucking degrees outside. I put in my mask, and I got like a mask that's handmade by my sister-in-law, which is like out of a pillowcase, so it's very thick. So it's got more layers, plus it has a filter. So it's not one of these disposable masks that you see some people wearing. This is a very thick mask. So I took a round with the mask on. Oh, my God, was it hard to breathe. I mean, I finished the 10 pitches, but it's hard to get your breath.
Yeah, because you're wearing a mask designed to go into the emergency room with COVID patients galore. You know, you should get a lighter mask that just keeps your spray.
Well, no, but no, with this mask, but what's good about this mask is a lot of the masks, like the ones that you could get with like your favorite band on them or whatever, they're meant to protect other people, which is good. My mask protects other people, and because it's got the HEPA filter in there, it protects me. So that's why I wear this mask. It's not the most it's fine in the winter, but when shit gets hot, it's very uncomfortable.
Just for sports, yeah. Though, dude. You know, I mean, I wouldn't wear it for sports.
Well, I mean, I didn't know what the rules were going to be. And I, so I'm like, right. let me take a round. Listen, if I had to do it, I would have done it, but it was very, very, very difficult. So then he goes, let's hit some baseballs. All right, let's hit some baseballs. I haven't hit a baseball since high school, really. So they have this pitching machine where it's 85 miles per hour. Now, this pitching machine, some pitching machines, you see the arm come up and you can see the ball delivered. At this particular place, you don't see it. The ball just comes out of a hole. See, so that.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's even harder to time it. Okay.
It's much harder to time it, and with a human arm, you can at least get an idea when it's coming, what the trajectory is. You can't tell, but it just like flies out of a wall
because
at you. It's very difficult.
Because with a pitching machine and a pitcher, you can see the windup. This just
comes
out of a hole like a gopher took up a fucking sport.
Yes.
The gopher likes baseball now.
There's nothing wrong with that. We all like baseball. We all like baseball. So it's 85 miles per hour. The last time I may have faced 85 miles per hour, maybe in high school, which is a long time ago. Although, to be honest, I don't think most of the pitchers I was facing were throwing 85 miles per hour, probably 75 miles per hour, maybe 80 miles per hour, not 85. And that's when I was young and in my prime. Not pretty. I had some very, very ugly swings at 85 miles per hour. I made some contact a few times, and I was already tired because that was the last thing we did, and it was hot. But some very ugly swings. I'm just going, ugh, what is he fucking doing? Some really bad swings. Okay, not a big deal. Bad enough. So then what me and my neighbor Joe, we're talking afterwards. We're just chit-chatting. And a kid half my size, 10, 11 years old, goes into the batting cage, thwack, thwack, 85-mile thwack. I'm like, you motherfucker. Nothing makes you feel more like shit than when half-pint is fucking knocking line drives around and you just flail like a six-year-old girl who's never seen a ball before.
Nice to be, yeah. Gotta love you. You know, if you got that eye and stuff like that, maybe the kid goes there all the time so he knows what the machine's up to, you know?
Listen, I had all that reasoning in my head. But I failed in a very public way. It's not like I went to everybody who was there go, listen, by the way, here's some of the reasons why this might have happened. You know, this kid.
Right.
No. They just saw.
It's not like the gig where you could try to work off of some of the batters and see if you can get the show back.
Yeah, no. They just saw me flailing miserably at some pitch. Just like half-ass swings, like, ugh. Like, I was embarrassed. And then this kid, I think he was hitting 85 miles per hour. I mean, I guess because some of the cages have a couple different speeds. Maybe he was hitting 65, but I don't know. I took it as like, he's hitting 85, this motherfucker that weighs as much as my leg does, and I suck. So then I'm talking to my neighbor Joe, and I told you, he's a police officer. We always have very interesting conversations. I like him a lot. But we did a lot of rounds in the batting cages, and he did not wear batting gloves. I always wear batting gloves in the batting cages because I noticed you can get like a blister. And he said something I've never heard before after doing a round of, hitting balls, after doing several rounds. He goes, ow, my trigger hand.
My trigger hand.
And it's he was getting a blister, and it's a very real concern. But it's just not something I've had to deal with in my world very often. We have to go, let's go to the cages. Ow, my trigger hand. No, it's like, ow, this is going to smart tomorrow, like a paper cut would. But this is.
I'm gonna leave the mic in the stand tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I hurt myself.
That's how you handle it. This is gonna be the shootout. Out.
I can't shake your hand. We're gonna fist bump. I got a boo boo. That's my world. He's like, no, this is my trigger hand. It's a lot more serious for him. So,
yeah.
All right.
That is funny.
I like my mic in the stand tomorrow. Yeah.
I like my mic hand. Oh.
So we had the softball game. Now, I will tell you, it was raining very hard, and it was lightning. Last year, if there was a threat of a rainstorm, we got canceled. This year, I guess they figured, fuck it. If they could survive COVID-19, what's a little lightning strike? Maybe it'll kill the COVID-19.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
Listen, we played. I'm like, okay. And, of course, I'm in the outfield, prime lightning strike target, but whatever. That's not funny. I don't think that's funny at all. Anyway, all right. So here's the coronavirus protocol. So in this league, I'm sure I've mentioned this before, you all have to use the same bats because in other leagues, people cheat and they use bats. There's all sorts of bats, and some bats are made better than other bats and can really drive the ball out further than others. So we all have to use the same shitty bats. It's been that way for years. I thought maybe with coronavirus they would change that. Here's a list of bats you can use that are approved, but you can use your own. Nay, nay. We all got to use the same bat. But the protocol is that you have to clean off the bat before, in between. I can safely tell you nobody cleaned any bats. So that protocol went out the window right away. You will have to come to the game and admonish them.
I will come and clean the bat because no.
That would be fantastic. No. Usually you just polish
the
knob. No. But, so what I did is it was usually I don't wear my batting gloves in warm weather. I wear them in cold weather because the vibration hurts the hands. But I wore them in warm weather. I'm like, all right, let me wear the batting gloves so at least it's not my bare hands. So there was the first protocol that was. Oh, and by the way, there's supposed to be people from the town that will periodically step in because they're not happy this is going on. Although I don't understand if they didn't want it to go on, they just wouldn't let it happen. So we all have to be.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yes. So we all have to be on our best behavior. Okay. There's the first rule blown away. We don't have to wear masks. But before the game, before every game, the captain is going to take our temperature. He's going to take our temperature. He's got one of those forehead ones to go back to what you were talking about, Joe, with your office.
Yeah.
And this is why it's all going to make sense. So he's taking people's temperature. What do you think my temperature was?
It was probably about 98, 99 because you've been running around playing baseball.
Well, this is before the game. This is before the game.
Your temperature before the game should probably be around 97, 98.
Okay. Pip, what do you say?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I run low, so my normal is below 98.6. So whatever your normal is.
Myself and a bunch of others, 93, 94. What are we, fucking reptiles? We're not even trying.
Jesus Christ.
That's not right. That has to be recalibrated.
Of course it does. Of course it does. But was it? No. We're just going along. Like, the one person had, like, 97, and in retrospect, I'm thinking, well, that person probably has a fever, because that's the only one who registered normal. Everybody else, it's like we're a bunch of lizards that haven't got a chance to lay out in the sun yet.
Is your team... is your team named the Iguanas or something?
No. It's like, really? And we're not even giving a shit about it. That's what I play with. I'm like, okay.
Oh, God.
So you have all these...
every protocol wrong.
So you got to clean off the bat after every use. You got to use the thermometer, and you have to sign a waiver before every game. Sign a waiver or giving permission. I don't know if it's before every game, or at least we had to sign a waiver on this night. We're all using the same fucking pen. It's shot.
Cleaning the pen.
What?
Is anybody cleaning the pen?
No, but Joe, what have I told you so far? Do you really think somebody was cleaning the pen?
I doubt it.
No.
No.
Nobody was cleaning. This is what I'm playing with. So I'm trying to socially distance. I did a couple of phantom high fives, a couple of like forearm bumps. I kind of stayed to myself, you know. But there's only like allowed three people in the dugout at the same time. But nobody sits in those dugouts because it's like an oven anyway. It's like really heavy concrete, so nobody sits in those dugouts anyway. But it's like why are we even pretending if we're not going to try to take this shit seriously?
Yeah, really. What are you doing? I would be really annoyed. I would be really annoyed.
I wasn't annoyed. I wasn't surprised. I was disappointed.
But yeah.
I mean, listen. I mean, I love these guys. They're a lot of fun. They're not. They're great guys. But you know, listen. We got some doctors on the team. We got a foot doctor. We got some learned people on the team, and then some not so learned people on the team.
Yeah. And why aren't the doctors stepping up and saying, if we're going to do this, we have to do it right?
Because he's a
foot. They can't go and catch something and infect all their patients. What are they thinking?
Because he's a foot doctor. He's staying in his lane.
Ugh. Doesn't matter.
No,
doesn't
I mean...
doesn't matter.
And some of these guys are older, to be honest with you. And, you know, some of them are overweight. I mean, it's not ideal, but we really just wanted to play ball.
I guess so, but damn. I would be really annoyed. A friend of... side note, friend of mine works as a waitress in California, and she has been having occasional problems with people who think that they're smarty pants. And there was recently somebody that came in and was wearing a mask that she crocheted herself with big holes in it.
Oh my God.
Like, why don't you just say fuck you? Listen,
I'm wearing a mask. It's made out of butterfly net. It's okay, right? I can put this on.
Yeah. She's actually seen a family of people come into the restaurant and sit down, and they were all wearing screens over their faces, like mosquito screens in their windows.
Did they kick these people out?
Apparently.
Good.
But the crochet person got to stay.
Why?
And wait, I don't really know, but the other thing was somebody at their table was wearing one of the, throwaway masks,
mm-hmm.
and... for some reason, and I'm not completely sure I understand this, but the restaurant had a policy that there were no cash. That's
happening more and more because you don't touch it.
Because cash is filthy, you know, I get that. But the person was arguing with her, why isn't my card filthy too? What are you going to do, you know?
It's a point. They got a point, but you could stick the card into the machine yourself. Nobody has to actually touch it. The only thing that's being touched...
Right.
Is the receipt and then the pen? So.
Yeah. But the person said, "Oh, really nasty to her." Oh, what? Because cash has cooties or something? And she goes, "Well, yeah, something like that." So he took his card out of his wallet, put it inside his mask, wiped it on the inside of his mask and then handed it to her. Do you believe these people?
What the restaurant should have done is they should have a sign on the front door saying credit card only, you know, card only, no cash. And the waitress
Absolutely.
Should have mentioned that when you were beginning. Just so you know, we're not accepting
yes.
cash. It's card. You know, because maybe people would be more receptive because now it's a surprise. You just had a meal. You know, we don't take cash. You know?
Right. So, oh, no, I totally agree with that.
Oh, I assumed that they had a sign on the right when you walk in. If they don't, shame on them. You have to let people know.
They did have signs, but she didn't, like, verbally say, by the way, when they sat down, you know, make sure you don't try to pay with cash. I mean, and that should be done. They did have signs, but the people apparently missed it or just said, "Oh no, we'll get around it." I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
but,
the greeter didn't mention. Should have. And maybe he did. Who knows? But you know, I would think that by the end of the meal, you're ready. Oh, we don't take care. No, it's kind of pissy. You couldn't tell me that before. Well, we had signs. You know, nobody. You're coming around. There's signs all over the place.
Well, here's the thing. The mainstream media won't tell you about this, and I'll be posting a YouTube video later on about it. You won't get this on other sources. But I have it on good sources that this is all a conspiracy by the credit card companies to get us to use more plastic so they can make money on the interest rates that they charge us. This is not really a virus. It's just something that Visa, MasterCard, Amex, and Discovery are doing. Diners Club was going to do it, but then they kicked Diners Club out because they're a little mouthy. So Diners Club is not part of it. So if you get a place to take Diners Club, it's okay. Please give Diners Club all your business. But yeah, that's really what this is about. It's really a conspiracy by the big banks to bankrupt us so they can run the world. You won't hear that other places, but I'll be posting a video later on YouTube. I will make sure I wear a shirt with a little pocket over my breast and a pocket protector, and I will have a calculator on my desk, and I will wear my glasses. I will put them on right now. I will put my glasses on right now so that everybody knows I am official. I am an official banking expert. So please definitely check out the Davin Comedy YouTube channel and share it with everybody. And please make sure the president sees this so he can send it to all his millions and millions of people too. I'm letting you guys know here, breaking news. I've been doing research for a minute and a half now, so I know it's true.
Wearing a shirt that says...
There's an abacus down there, right? Use that too.
Don't make me go behind the green veil.
And you're wearing a shirt that says, "I can't adult today."
I do that to throw off the overlords of YouTube and Facebook and Twitter so they don't take me seriously. But you, who are watching this brand new YouTube video, which will be coming out later, should take me seriously. It's a plan by American Express, Visa, MasterCard, Discovery, not Diners Club because they're too mouthy. To take all of our money. That's why you're getting more of this cashless thing. And how do they do it? They say there's no change. Of course there's change. My in-laws had a big jar filled of pennies. Of course there's change. You could just go to my in-laws' house for the pennies. There's plenty of change. But they're telling you that to get you money.
Yeah. Meanwhile, your video will get out. And Tammy and I still can't figure out how to get the weight of the world Caesar out. All right. Have your fun.
Well, I will help you if you will put this conspiracy theory in episode 6.
You know what I was doing the other evening is, I don't even know if the bank will take these, but I had my bowl of change and I was rolling coins, and because I got a roll of these coin wrappers from the dollar store, but I have to figure out, like, what the bank will take. I've got almost $100 worth of coins from this stupid bowl.
They'll take it.
Don't forget to write your account number on the rolls. You got to write your account number on the rolls.
Yes, sir, I know. But I'm like, you know what? I was part of the problem, apparently.
You know what you should do? You should go to the strip club and put it in a stripper's G-string. They love rolls of change.
I'm sure that they would. They would really like that.
It's good, because when they shake their ass, sometimes they can wing somebody in the fucking temple. If the guy's being a little obnoxious, just fucking knock him unconscious with a roll of quarters. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Oh, God. Motley Crue's going to come out with a new song. Girls, 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 with quarters and dimes falling out their ass. Girls, girls, girls.
All right. Very good.
I like that new single.
Yeah. Yes. No, they won't take singles. No cash. All right. Let's take our First break. On the break, we have new music from Runway for Two with their song It's a Runway for Two. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. Short break. We come back. We'll talk about the knee before the anthem. We'll talk about the knee before the anthem. We got some drunks in the news. And you can't drink as late as you wanted to in some places. And we got some School of Fools. We got a curmudgeonly philosophy. All sorts of stuff. And Pip will roll more change on the break. We will be right back.